The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
There's Curry finding Durant, driving, fades, fires over Carver and hits. He's delivering an MVP performance up to 37.
Well, what a show. What a show. Because he also has 11 rebounds and 7 assists.
Here's Durant at the top. Jefferson backs away. KD shoots the three and makes him pay for it.
Now that was prime time. That was a big-time shooter shooting with a guy right on him, and all he did was just elevate without a bounce. That's the second one from that distance. He's now 4 for 6 in the three ball.
And now they'll wind the clock as LeBron James and Kevin Durant hug. The Larry O'Brien Trophy returns to Oakland. The Golden State Warriors are the 2017 NBA champions.
Yeah, I hear all the narratives throughout the season. I was joining. I was hopping on bandwagons. I was letting everybody else do the work. But they didn't, that was far from the truth. I came in and tried to help my team, like I said, try to be myself, be aggressive, and you know, sacrifice as well. Some games I might not get shots, as many shots as I'm used to getting. There's some games where Steph is going to go off and hit 13 threes, or Clay might hit 60, or Draymond might get a triple-double with no points. But nobody cared, you know, as long as we won. And Andre Iguodala, who's right there, he continued to preach that every single day. It's all about the group. If your intentions are good, then that means as a team that we're moving in the right direction. So I just tried to think about that, but also add my flair to the game, you know. And, you know, it feels amazing to win a championship with these guys, man. I can't wait to celebrate for the rest of the night. Well, maybe the rest of the summer.
So, have yet another champion. No Dwayne Brown at Texans. Lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood, but I stay outside.
You're in a good mood?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Even though I'm...
How long will this last?
I don't know. I'm going to just be nice to everybody today. It seems to be my new
thing.
You're
going to roll with the punches.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But, I'm back to dieting, so I'll be cranky at some point this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have a big jug of water.
Yep. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'll be real fun in Vegas this week.
Oh. You're going to keep that up during when we're in Vegas?
Yeah, I am.
It's going to be lame.
Eh.
It's like the worst time to pick a diet.
Yeah, that's the worst time. I can't do it out there, man. That's tough.
Yeah, I got to quit screwing around. So.
All right.
Is it going to be one of those things where you get to Vegas and be like, diet starts next week?
No. I mean, the cool thing is I can have a couple of drinks. I can't be silly, which is probably good. Maybe I'll behave.
I mean, that's the place to be silly.
I know. But we've been there a lot, and I've been silly there a lot. It's okay to be normal.
Okay.
Just going to play some cards and bet some ponies, and I got work to do while I'm there. So it'll be it'll still be fun. It just won't be crazy out all night type fun.
You've changed.
Yeah, he's not the same.
It happens when you get old.
You're not the same.
I'd like to live a little longer. That's the plan.
Yeah, so, overrated.
I remember the time when you were like, hey, if I can make it to 60, I'll be okay.
Yeah, well, when you start, I guess it's silly, when you start accumulating assets that are going to have a lot of value in a few years, you sort of want to be able to benefit from that. So I'm kind of thinking 70, 75.
Yeah.
Sort of pointing to that now. So, what do you think of your Warriors, your beloved Warriors?
Man,
that had to be hard for you watching your beloved Warriors against your beloved LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been tough the last few years. I found myself this year sort of rooting for LeBron because he was just such an underdog. But I, you know, like I said at the beginning, I knew the inevitable was that this Warriors team was too good, and it just turned out that they were. And you know, they could not. I think the Cavs actually played pretty well in this series, all things considered. You know, they were just too much. I mean, LeBron had, you could argue, the best playoff series that anyone's ever had. You know, as a complete player, he was out of this world. But just even then, it wasn't even really close to enough. So the Warriors, we said this at the beginning of the season. It would take a little time for Kevin Durant to get worked in. And once he did, they were going to be very difficult to stop. And this was the Warriors playing at the highest level. And I don't think that there's a team in the NBA, if they're playing at their best and the Warriors are playing at their best, the Warriors win.
And you know, as long as he's there, they're going to be this good again, maybe better next year. The one thing, we played the audio there at the top where he was saying, well, you know, the whole narrative about him just joining and those other guys being it. I saw a story today that I thought had a really interesting point in that Warriors needed Kevin Durant. I don't know that they beat this Cavs team without him. They certainly didn't last year.
Yeah, it's tough to get. I mean, I don't think you can guarantee that they would.
Yeah.
I think the big question becomes, what's the future hold for Steph Curry? What kind of money is going to be put in front of him? Because as it stands, Steph Curry this year was the fourth highest paid player on the Warriors and made about 40% of the money that Kevin Durant made. That's not going to last forever. You know, there's going to have to be cuts, concessions. It's just they can't keep doing this forever because you've got four. I mean, Kevin Durant's got a max contract. I assume Steph Curry's going to have a max contract. Klay Thompson's paid very well. Draymond Green's paid very well. Eventually, you're going to have to let one of those guys go. They've been able to find nice pieces to put around them that have been very cost effective. You know, David West, for instance, playing for $1.5 million. You don't find that every day. You know, you don't find, and he's one of the guys I was happy for last night because that's a guy who he passed up $11.5 million guaranteed dollars to go be a Warrior and try to win a ring and wasn't able to get it last year. And for him to do it this year, he's one of the guys I feel good for to have gotten one, because that dude, he truly decided that a ring was more important than money. And this is the last year for Iguodala. My guess is he's not back next year, because that's another guy who, I mean, he made $11 million this year. They can't afford to pay him $11 million next year.
That's not really true, because the way the rules are set up, to keep your own guys, if you want to spend into the luxury tax. And I think the figure I saw was $260 million is what they would have to spend next year if they wanted to keep everybody. So if they do want to keep those guys, they can. It's just, will they be willing to spend that much into the luxury tax? And that's an ownership decision.
Well, and you've got, as it stands now, the guys signed to play next year for the Warriors, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, Damian Jones, James McAdoo, Jason Thompson, and Patrick McCall. Those are the guys that they have under contract going into next season.
But isn't Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin Durant is the player option, correct?
Kevin Durant, yes, is the player option.
Which I'm guessing he'll opt out and ask for more money.
That would be my guess, maybe he takes a little bit less money so that they can actually pay Steph. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. You know, it's so different than what we saw with the Heat when those three superstars came together, because those three guys all basically made the exact same amount of money. They were all in that $17 million a year range. And obviously times have changed and players make more money now. But, I mean, Kevin Durant, I don't know if he's going to sacrifice $10 million a year so everybody can be on the same pay scale. I have a hard time picturing that. But you never know. If they can keep it together, I don't see this team. And the reality is, you know, we're talking about those four guys. I think if Zaza Pachulia is not back next year, or Anderson Varejão, or whoever they've got under contract is gone. You know, Sean Livingston, as good as he was, JaVale McGee. These are all replaceable parts. If those four guys are on the floor together next year, they'll probably win a championship again.
And they'll have more ring chasers.
Yep.
That's the thing. They'll pick up guys who want to win rings and will take veteran minimums. But I'm trying to find the story that breaks it down. But if they're willing, you know, they could basically pay guys what they're worth and keep all these guys together if they're willing to spend $260 million. So, and I mean, that's easy to look at and say, oh, well, yeah, you should keep those guys together. But, you know, realistically, yeah,
it's easy for us to say we don't pay the salaries.
Right. And yeah, I don't know how much that cuts into their profits. I don't know. I'm sure they do pretty well there. But
I mean, they're selling out every game. They're doing all right.
Yeah, but I don't know what their finances are to say, okay, yeah, $260 million to keep a team together.
This isn't the Lakers.
No.
You know, it's not the Celtics. This is, I mean, it's a, I don't want to say it's a small market team, because I don't think it is. But they are, money's not falling out of their heads.
Yeah, they're not in a monster market.
Right.
So.
And they are moving into a new stadium in San Francisco. So I think that will help.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think this team, they can keep rolling like this for 3-4 more years.
And, yeah, at some point, I mean, most of these guys are in their prime.
And honestly, like acting like it's some sort of, and I guess it is sort of a super team, but not in the same sense that the other ones in the past have been. The Warriors, those top four guys, the Warriors drafted three of them and developed three of them into what they are. They added Kevin Durant, but this team was winning championships before Kevin Durant was there. They're okay. This is just a really well-run organization, and they're going to do things the right way. I trust them to do that.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Swinging out of line and drifting
closer in your sights. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tweet from Adam Schefter. After undergoing off-season shoulder surgery, Andrew Luck said today he is uncertain whether he will be ready for training camp next month. Not really a surprise, considering we were talking last week he still hadn't thrown a football. I would be surprised if he's ready for training camp. Okay, I found this story. And I don't pretend to know a hell of a lot about how the NBA salary cap works, nor do I care to learn how it works. But Dan Feldman broke this down. And this is how they could get to that $260 million number.
Okay.
Basically, Durant said he's willing to accept less than a max contract. A lot of people have talked about their shoe deals and would that impact it? It depends on the guy, right? Some guys want to get as much as they can. Some guys will take less money because they're already making $200 million on a shoe deal. But here's how it'd have to work. If Durant takes less than his max, the Warriors could operate as an over-the-cap team and re-sign players like Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston with bird exceptions, and they could just spend basically as much as they want. So the luxury tax line is projected at $121 million. So here's how they lay out how you can keep everybody. Durant opts out, re-signs for a non-bird exception, which is $31
million. Okay.
Pretty good number. Steph Curry re-signs on a designated veteran player contract, which is more than $35 million. Iguodala re-signs for $18 million. Livingston re-signs for $9 million. Pachulia re-signs for the full non-bird exception, which would be almost 3.5. Ian Clark re-signs for the full early bird exception, 6.5. David West re-signs for the full non-bird exception, which is 2.7. JaVale McGee re-ups for 2.5, also non-bird exception. And they keep the players already under contract, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Looney, Jones, and McCaw. And then they use the full taxpayer mid-level exception, which would be 5.1, and then round out their roster with a minimum salary player. That would give them a payroll of about $155 million and a luxury tax bill of about $106.
Okay.
So that's how they could do
it. It's doable.
Yeah. And just so the Cavs are in line to spend $151 million next
now,
season.
Now, and it becomes a matter of once you've won two titles in 3 years, do those titles seem as valuable as they once did? Do you feel like you need to pay an extra $160 million in luxury tax to keep winning them?
It's hard to say. I guess it depends
on the owner, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of owners, they're looking to pay – they'll pay out the ass for one.
Right.
Once you've got two even, like, okay, to have a shot at a third, we got to pay $160 mil. You going to do that? And, I mean, I assume these contracts you're talking about with Durant and Curry are one-year deals?
Well, it doesn't get into the details on length.
Okay.
But I'm guessing not. I mean, if he opts out.
Because some people – you know, like Kevin Durant did. They're signed. Most guys are signing 1 year deals, or maybe a year with a player option.
Right.
So every time the salary cap changes, they can get more money. LeBron James, another example. And the cap has gone up. I just don't know.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not going to go up this year the way they thought it was going to. It's
okay.
Probably going to remain pretty flat. And, yeah, Hip Hop Hercules asking, do you think the amount of money KD and Draymond can make off Nike would offset their need for bigger contracts? It would, but it's up to them if they want to take less money. And Green is one of the guys who's under contract. Let's grab a phone call. Charles, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys. Listen, I was wondering what you guys thought about this Golden State team as far as being kind of damaging for the NBA. You know, you say if they stay together and they don't take their max contracts, whatever, and they're unselfish, they stay together. What fun is that for the next 3 years? I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
I mean, it's fun if you're a Warriors fan. If it was your team, I promise you wouldn't be bitching about it. But it goes back to, we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago. Were there a bunch of people complaining when the Bulls were winning 6 out of 8? Or did everybody just say, man, it's so great. Michael Jordan, I mean, the NBA was thriving then. Before that, Lakers, Celtics, the NBA was thriving. Those two teams were in the finals every year, damn near. NBA was thriving. I mean, you can say it's bad for the NBA, but you know what the NBA thinks is bad? When the Spurs are in the finals, when the Pacers are in the finals. That's what they don't want. They're happy with this. Whatever people want to say about these two teams and the inevitability that they were going to play in the finals, the ratings were great. 5 games, not really even a close series. Ratings were great. The NBA is happy with this.
Yeah, NBA would have preferred a 7-game series.
Sure, but they got good ratings out of what they got. I mean, Game 4 was well-rated, and basically everybody thought Game 4 was a funeral march, and people still wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And as long as you've got a LeBron James that, you know, on his best day can maybe challenge that team, people will watch. People will be interested to see if it can happen. You know, but, yeah, back when the Bulls were winning every championship, no one was tuning in to watch the Jazz or the Sonics or the Trailblazers. They were the Suns. They were tuning in to watch Michael Jordan. They were tuning in to watch greatness. I think that's what you've got with this Warriors team is greatness. And I think you're going to – people will continue to tune in to see how great they can be.
Yeah, I think we'll see. I mean, I get his point. I find it a little boring, but I don't know what else is out there in the NBA right now that would get me excited.
Yeah.
And
I will say this. The addition of Durant almost made it seem like lopsided. I mean, it did make it seem lopsided. But again, when you look back, it's not like they put together some team like the Celtics did where you know, Ray Allen came from where he came from and Kevin Garnett came from where he came. I mean, this is an organically built team that added one superstar. It's not like it's some egregious, you know, thing that they did.
They just
drafted and developed the right guys.
You know who could have been this team? Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
If they'd wanted to spin.
Yeah.
And kept everybody. Had they
paid to keep James Harden around?
Yeah.
Or had they decided to pay, who's the guy that they paid instead of James Harden?
Serge Ibaka?
Serge Ibaka, yeah. Had they chosen to keep James Harden instead of Serge Ibaka? I mean, and then, so let's say they had those three guys, which they drafted all three of them. Let's say they had those three guys, and then they went out and added a big-time free agent. I mean, yeah, that team's very competitive.
I think it's hard to fault them for doing that. I mean, that's what good teams do. The Lakers did it for years. They went out and added guys. And how many guys started their career with those great Lakers teams?
Tons.
But how many of them? Oh. Like Kareem started with the Lakers
in LA. Yeah, not a lot.
They always went out and added what they could. I mean, they had Magic and Worthy and built around that.
But I mean, the reality of that whole deal is, Draymond Green was the 35th pick in the draft. If any team wanted him, they could have had him.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson was the 11th pick in the draft. There's plenty of teams that had a shot at Klay Thompson and took guys like Jimmer Fredette and Enes Kanter instead. So and Bismack Biyombo instead of and Jimmer Fredette. I mean, Jimmer Fredette over Klay Thompson. That's just it's crazy. So Jimmer Fredette goes before Klay Thompson. Teams had a chance at these guys, and who knows if they would have developed the same way. Steph Curry was like the 7th or 8th pick in the draft. In fact, you know, the Rockets have had damn near everybody from that draft on their team, except for the one guy that was worth a damn. That's the Johnny Flynn and...
Oh, yeah.
That draft. No thanks.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steph Curry goes after. Steph Curry was the third point guard taken in that draft. I mean,
well, didn't the T-Wolves take two of them?
The T-Wolves took Rubio and Johnny Flynn.
Yeah, well done.
Yep,
somebody should still have a job there.
So, I mean, this is just a matter of a team that did a really good job scouting and developing players. And if that makes you mad, I don't know what to tell you. If that ruins the game for you, I'm sorry. You're a crybaby.
I think it's just people find reasons not to like guys, and we see it all the time. And
I understood why people didn't like what Miami did and what the Celtics did, because in a way, I mean, it seems like you're buying a championship, which I don't really have a problem with that if that's what you whatever it takes to
still
win.
Still has to work.
Yeah,
remember when the Lakers went out and got Karl Malone and Gary Payton at the end of their career? That didn't work.
Didn't work out.
The Rockets brought in Charles Barkley and Scottie Pippen?
Didn't work out. They tried.
Yeah.
They damn sure tried. And I don't blame teams that go out and buy them, but this Golden State team is an organically built team that added one star player, one big free agent, which...
Now, you could argue the best available free agent, not named LeBron.
Sure,
But
somebody had to get him.
What's wrong with that?
Should they have gone out and tried to get... Should they have set their sights on the 10th best free agent? I mean, of course, everybody wants... This is the way of the world. Everybody wants to play for a championship team, and every team wants to have the best players they can. It just so happened that Kevin Durant said, I want to play for the best team I can. And the Warriors said, we'd like to find a way to get you. You're the best player available. So it worked out. I don't understand the boo-hooing and crybabying about this. That's sports.
I'm not hearing as much of that today, to be honest. The Durant
I'm
stuff.
Plenty. I saw that commercial last night, and I was like, oh, if they think this is just going to shush up everybody, they're crazy. But I don't have a problem with what Kevin Durant did. I honestly don't have a problem with what the Heat did when they put that team together, because all three of those guys took less money than they could have to go play for a championship. And sports fan needs to decide, Are you going to bitch when guys are only playing for the money? Or are you going to bitch when guys take less money to win championships? You can't have it both ways. But I assure you this. If you're a Rockets fan or whatever fan you're a team of, if Kevin Durant opts out and, you know, whoever your team is signs him and another big time free agent, you suddenly won't think it's so unfair. You'll be happy about it. It just so happens that Golden State made it work. I'm not hating on them.
A lot of people are saying it's similar to the 90s Bulls in that it was boring because we knew the Bulls would win, but weren't there a lot of great teams back then? There really weren't. I think I don't remember the exact stat about how many Hall of Famers LeBron's played against in his
It's like 28 run. To 9.
Yeah, it's there weren't a lot of great teams. You know what people were bitching about was that there wasn't because you didn't have the Lakers-Celtics type rivalry where you didn't know which one was going to win year to year. The Bulls didn't have a Lakers or Celtics.
Well, they didn't have a team that they faced every year in the finals. It was always new teams.
Right.
Because, you know, the West was very balanced. The East was very top-heavy. It just so happened the Bulls were a step better than the Knicks and the Pacers and the Pistons eventually. But that's what the East was. The East was very top heavy and the Bulls were just the best of that bunch. And, you know, the West was sending out a team every year that was, I would say, good, not great. And the Bulls were a great team. I think we're lucky that the Warriors are going up. The last 3 years have gone up against a great Cavs team. So it's been at least, you know, this year it seemed less debatable.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing that for me, is that the last 2 years, I wasn't sure who was going to win.
Yeah.
This year, I just kind of felt like the Warriors are going to win. This is an entertainment.
But, I mean, if the Cavs go out and they make a big splash in free agency this year, they adjust their team to fit somebody else in.
Yeah, and I think they're going to need to.
I think they will.
Just like the Warriors had to go and get,
yeah,
get Durant. And I think if they both kind of keep doing this and, you know, basically – it's like increasing your weapons.
That's what you do. You got to re-up your ammo.
Remember in 2013 when the Rockets signed Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala signed a 4-year deal with the Warriors, and the Warriors cleared enough cap space to go out and sign Dwight Howard. And it was between the Warriors and the Rockets at the end, and Dwight chose to sign with the Rockets. Imagine if Dwight went to the Warriors. We wouldn't have this because Dwight would still be on the Warriors, presumably. Still be on the Warriors, and KD wouldn't be able to join the Warriors.
Well, maybe. The Warriors may have figured out what the Rockets finally figured out, that Dwight Howard's a shell of what they would have signed.
Who would have taken that contract, though? Because Dwight Howard ultimately opted out of Houston.
Yeah. All right, I got to tell you guys about Window World. I'm a big fan of these guys. They are providing premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic price. And those windows made right here in the good old United States of America carry the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World has become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. What's the first step to reducing your energy bills? Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. Give it a chance. 713-439-1172 or go online at windowworldhouston.com. It's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Is that Landis? What that says?
Lando Calrissian.
How you doing?
Oh, Landis. I thought this was Lando.
All right. So my question today was, what do you think about the NBA going to a format kind of like the the NFL, not necessarily a format, but kind of going to a way that they do the franchise tag on their star players to keep their star players from going and teaming up with other superstars.
Here's why that won't happen. Because the NBA Players Association won't let it happen. It's like baseball. It's a stronger organization. The NFL, those guys have the worst deal, to be honest.
Yeah.
They've got no power. The NBA, those guys have all the power. That's just not going to happen. The NBA, the Players Association will never allow that to happen.
And I don't have a real problem with players having that kind of power.
I hate the franchise tag. I hate it. A guy's unhappy, wants to be out of a situation. He served out his contract, and now the team says, no, we're keeping you here. I think that sucks, man. It sucks for players. I don't like it.
713-780-ESPN. Let's try Sam.
Sammy.
Yes, sir.
Sports.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the fact that when y'all were talking about how, you know, Golden State was seem like they're hated by a lot of people, you know, for, you know, grabbing Durant or whatnot. If Durant would have decided to go with the Spurs, I mean, it would have been the same kind of, you know, effect. You know, they would have been feeling the same kind of thing. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know. I think that had he gone to the Spurs, people would still be pissed off because they just signed LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, you're adding – but the reality is he would never go there because they've got Kawhi Leonard there already. Who does what he plays Kevin Durant's position. There's no real flexibility with that. But I think wherever Kevin Durant went, people were going to complain. I think it happened. People complained more because he went to a team that was already title ready. Which, why wouldn't you?
Well, you're a free agent. You have that choice.
Like, let me just ask you this. If at whatever job you're at, let's say me here, My contract ends here, and I'm suddenly a radio free agent, and I've got an offer from a station that has fantastic ratings and wants to plug me into the mix, or I have an offer from a really junky station that has no ratings and no sales numbers. Why would I go to that station? Why would I go to a station where I have little chance of succeeding? It just doesn't make sense. That's every job in the world. You want to go where you can make good money and have a great chance of success. That's what Kevin Durant did.
I think, I guess the argument that people would make, and I'm not making this argument because I had no problem with it at the time and I have no problem with it now. I have more problems with LeBron coming on and saying he's never played on a super team. I don't know what the hell that was about. But why does he say stuff like that? It just makes him look stupid, and he's not a stupid man.
No,
I don't get why. And then people just look at him, there's another reason not to like him is because he just makes stuff up. But let's say you're a lawyer, and you have a chance to go work at Norton Rose Fulbright and be a partner there and make a whole bunch of money, or you can go to a smaller firm. Well, you can go to a smaller firm and build that up. And make a whole bunch of money. I think that's what people are looking at when they say, well, why didn't Durant get his team good enough? And I don't think that's a fair way to look at it.
It's not. Listen, did the Warriors play under a different set of rules than every other team in the NBA, Fred?
No.
So every team has the chance to draft good players and then add a good free agent, right?
Yeah.
It's all equal. They can all pay the same amount of money. It's fair. It's balanced. You can do this. The Warriors just did it.
713 says, my only issue with Durant is that he went to the team that beat him. Golden State has nothing to do with it. Pride as a competitor is what would keep most from joining a team that you had on the ropes and you decide to stop swinging. He's the reason as a leader that Oklahoma City lost to Golden State.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you think.
See, it's hard for me to sit here and be critical of the guy.
I think Golden State was just better than the Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean... There's a reason why the Thunder have yet to win a championship. They didn't win a championship when they had KD and Russ. They didn't win a championship when they had KD, Russ, and Harden. They weren't winning a championship there. At some point, you move on.
So I guess it's okay to you go to any other team but the team that beat you in the playoffs? I I respectfully disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
I think you go where you think you have the best chance to have an impact and win. And, oh, by the way, finals MVP.
Yeah.
And he managed to win that and a trophy. I don't see any problem with it. I think the problem most people have is that he didn't go to their team.
Well, of course.
That would be it.
I don't blame him for leaving. That dude spent 8 years in Oklahoma.
That's 8 years too many.
Yeah. That's the worst. Is you get drafted by Seattle, you think you're about to have it'd be in a pretty cool market. You're about to live it up for a little while.
And that's the other thing, and I don't want to relive the whole OKC thing, but it goes back to what I was saying earlier. They had a chance to be this team if they'd kept everybody. If I'm on a team that's not going to spend any money, if they come in and say, well, we're letting AJ walk, and we're going to bring in some guy who's making $25,000 a year, you think I'm going to want to be here when my contract's up? Not a chance.
Yeah.
I want to go same thing. I want the good players to stay here. I want them to get paid. I want to be able to win.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man Centers. And Man Centers back on with us. They do a bunch of things for men's health, general male wellness, fertility evaluations. They could take care if you've got some genital pain or concerns with that, some sexual dysfunction, low testosterone, prostate issues, and STD evaluation. They do all of those things. But in general, they're trying to make you feel better as a man. Guys need to get checkups before they actually see symptoms of things like genital pain, prostate and urinary issues, or even concerns about STDs. You have a responsibility as a man to be healthy for your family, and prevention is that key. With an easy annual checkup, Man Centers is helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives, and they're also improving the performance in men. If you're feeling sluggish, you're feeling tired, you're needing a lot of coffee throughout the day to get through, or you're just out of energy, you might have low T. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a natural thing. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. They've got a comprehensive evaluation that'll determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. Guys, they're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. It's going to help you in bed. It's going to help you if you're an athlete or an outdoorsman, you just want to go to the gym. It's going to help you with that. It's going to help you with stamina. You'll be more motivated at your job. You'll sleep better. It does a lot of things for you. Check out Man Centers. See what they can do for you just to make your life better. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Houston, check out River Oaks Theater's free screening of A Long Way From Home this Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Visit longwayfromhomemovie.com to reserve your spot. That's longwayfromhomemovie.com for more details. 832 says, you cannot compare NBA to regular life jobs. Being a guy on the radio is different. You do not personally compete against the other people. Of course, you want to be the head radio show, but personally, there is no competitive nature. You can say you want to be the best, but if your ratings are good, it doesn't matter if you were the best. Basketball is not that way.
You don't know me. I'm very competitive.
Yeah, and frankly, no disrespect, and I continue to be nice to the texters today. You don't understand how this business works. We're battling for advertisers, which impacts our income, and ratings have a lot to do with that. How much we make all depends on that.
Yeah.
So it's extremely competitive.
Speaking of our radio, did you see the Lance Zierlein's hanging it up?
Yeah. I guess I'm not surprised. I know Lance is kind of becoming a big star at NFL Network now and doing a lot of stuff there. And
I would guess he's done morning radio for a long
time.
Yeah,
that's got to be old. And I know he said that on his Facebook post, too, that he'd been doing it for I don't know how many years. But, Lance is one of my favorite guys in the city. And he's, I think he's one of the better guys out there. And he's going to do great at NFL Network and whatever he does next. So
yeah, I don't know I don't know anybody in this business who says bad things about Lance. I mean, I've been around the guy a few times. I sit next to him in the press box. He's one of the best dudes. Like, he's just a genuinely good dude to talk to. If this is what he wants to take some time off. I'm happy for him that he's in a position to be able to do so.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's a nice thing.
The guy's been doing it for a real long time.
Morning radio is a grind. I did mornings in Austin for when I started radio. I did mornings for a few years, and those 4:30 a.m. wake up calls.
Yeah.
It's not easy, man. You have to take naps in the middle of the day, or you have to go to bed at 7 o'clock
right,
at night.
Right, which is hard.
Impossible for me,
and it's hard when you're doing a sports show because most of the events that you need to be paying attention to are happening at night. And but I think I've said this before that when Lance and John were doing the show together. Yeah, those guys, well, I got to know them a little bit just because I was working at the Chronicle and we were doing a lot of stuff together. I got Lance started with his blog at the Chronicle, which was extremely successful. But those guys, I really enjoyed listening to them, and it got me semi-interested in radio because of them. Because they were able to do a show where they were just being themselves and not being screamers or whatever. So... And a big reason I'm in radio is because of those two guys, and John's the one who taught me into it to begin with. So, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. So,
and I guess that means that Josh Innes isn't going to be he's not going to compete with us anymore, huh, John?
Correct. The rumors are he's moving to mornings.
Well, look forward to whoever they move into that spot.
Who are they going to plug in?
No idea. There's some speculation that Matt Thomas, but
I can't. So great for us.
I can't imagine that just because he has so much. He does a lot with when the Rockets are you know playing. He does TV or he does radio for them. So I
but maybe it'd be convenient because then like he could just do his show from Toyota Center and then when they switch into Rockets mode, he could just do it.
But then even though it might seem like it's a hard job, you do have to prep a lot, and I don't know if you can do both at the same time. I'm sure he'll probably move to like middays or something and move somebody else there.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Yeah. As much as I like Lance, I do like it when our competition loses like one of their best guys. It's always good.
No, but you're not competitive.
No,
we don't understand.
We don't understand competition. Now, would it be weird? Would we be hated if we signed Lance Zierlein? Like, would Lance get grief about it, Jong?
Would he?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Because we've been beating 790 in the ratings. If he came here, would he be like Kevin Durant?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Okay.
He's worked for everybody now, though.
He'll get a break.
Because he started at 610. He came over here at 1560.
And he's never worked for 97.5.
He's never worked for 97.5. That is true.
He could.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of guys we could trade for him, like a sign and trade. Y'all want to give Joel Blank to 790?
I don't think he'd want to go back there.
He could do Rocket stuff for them.
I don't think he would want to go back there.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Listen, it's a trade. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. It's not like he's got an option here. We're just saying, hey, man, sorry. You're a casualty. Maybe we can trade Barry Warner. He doesn't care where he works. He just wants a paycheck.
I think we would have to give up a considerable amount of draft picks.
Some prospects?
Yeah.
Like Craig Koshkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could throw him in.
JT Barrett?
Yeah.
All right. They can have those guys. I mean, we do rock the mic. We get a new one every year.
Yeah, we pretty much... We replace them every chance we get, so I'll make that deal.
I don't think we'd have to give up that many prospects anyway. They're losing them anyway. They're just happy to get something in return. I think we should just offer Juggalo Trey.
No,
if they take it or leave it.
I'd like to keep Juggalo Trey just because occasionally.
All right, Alex. I don't want to give up Alex Bregman for Chris Sale guy.
I'm not that guy. I would have given up Alex Bregman for a warm bucket of spit.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. By the way, I've got a great intern story to tell on the other side of this break.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, Jong, I don't know if you heard yesterday intern Kobe. Is it Kobe or Colby?
Kobe.
Kobe, like Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, it's spelled differently, though.
Okay. That dude, he might be weirder than Juggalo Trey. It's possible. But I got a story of our interaction yesterday on the other side of the break. As the seasons change, guys, you want to spend more time outdoors, but maybe you've got an outdoor area that's not looking its best. Let the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions beautify your backyard. Call the pros. Let them help you get started. 713-465-0400. They can renovate that faded pool deck or grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or you can check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.